Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Phil Huffman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Bossetti reaches second base with a double. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Garr steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Brown now playing left field. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Chappas. McKay moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin bunts towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McKay scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gar moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a pop-up towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Soderholm reaches second base with a double. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-1 in the game. Chappas hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cerrone for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKay takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McKay. The throw from Foley and he is safe. McKay steals second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bosetti hits a line drive into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardi takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Cardi moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Cardi moves to third. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McKay takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Pryor covering, for the out. McKay moves to second. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKay scores. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Dewey Robinson now pitching. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bossetti hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardi is walked intentionally. Baylor moves to second. Al Woods pinch hits for Bobby Brown. Pablo Torrealba now pitching. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to third. Cardi moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Cardi scores. Woods moves to second. It's 5-1. Blue Jays. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Chappas fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Woods now playing left field. Mike Willis now pitching. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-2 in the game. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell juggles the ball. That's an error on Howell. Junior Moore pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chappas moves to second. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chappas scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Junior Moore now playing left field. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. McKay bunts in front of the plate. Foley fields it and throws to first for the out. Cerrone moves to second. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cerrone moves to third. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cerrone. The slide. Foley applies the tag. Cerrone is out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Mike Squires. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny pinch hits for Marv Foley. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Naorodny reaches second base with a double. Dave Freislaven now pitching. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Harry Chappas. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Bill Naorodny now catching. Alan Bannister now playing second base. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. J. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bossetti. The throw from Naorodny and he is safe. Bossetti steals second. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cardi hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woods takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Bosetti moves to third. Woods moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Bosetti scores. Woods moves to third. Howell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Blue Jays. Laron Lagro now pitching. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. McKay hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woods scores. Howell scores. Cerrone moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 8-2, Blue Jays. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cerrone moves to third. McKay moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington throws the ball into Bannister, who tags Baylor trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cerrone scores. Griffin moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 10-2, Blue Jays. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Howell. Washington moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Soderholm strikes out. 2 outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.